means. Please.
We're on excerpt number 33. Rabash, article 38. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? A person needs great mercy in order to not escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsels that their sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided, and it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and a state of confidence. But then a person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this too above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Again, okay, one more, 34.
We are in item 34. This is from Rabash's article 37, what is the Torah and what is the statute of the Torah in the work. When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might, since it argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it. Meaning, to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person cannot be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, a person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now, I've come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I'm lost. I'll never have the strength to overcome the will to receive. And this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature.
Shuv. Keta 34.